So, you know, I think the, you know, to me, the key vote again was that I think 20-4 vote that maybe there's safer alternatives. You know, but that's not, you know, at least my understanding, you know, I'm not a congressman, I'm not a lawyer. My understanding is that the FDA does not get to just decide to take a drug off the market. You know, you know, it needs some pretty clear evidence of harm to do so. And so, but that raises a question about should the FDA's role be to decide, you know, if there's one drug that looks better than another drug, to create a situation where the other drug just can't be marketed, or, you know, or the other drug is at such a disadvantage that someone, you know, you would voluntarily withdraw the drug. You know, I don't think that's really in the FDA's job description right now, but it does sort of raise the question of, you know, should it be? Because I think that's where we are fundamentally, that, you know, we were talking about it today in our clinical trials group meeting. You know, the real question I have, you know, if a doctor prescribes Avandia for a patient, I'm not terribly worried about the patient. I'm a little worried about the patient, but I'm not, you know, it's not like I'm horrified that this is certainly going to harm the patient. But I am much more worried about the doctor, namely, that, you know, bad things happen to patients with diabetes all the time. I mean, they have among the highest rates of heart attack on earth. If the patient has a heart attack, are the family members going to come after a doctor saying, you know, FDA panel after FDA panel looked at this issue and decided it was a problem, and you decided to keep prescribing it? What, you know, what were you thinking? So, I mean, I again, I just don't understand why people persist in prescribing the drug. If there is, truck. If you know. Why is it that some doctors persist in prescribing the drug? You know, there's fair consensus that there may be a safer alternative. Not proof that there is a safer alternative, but if there's a possibility of a safer alternative, what possible rationale is there for, you know, for continuing to prescribe it, except, you know, that you like the company or you like the shape of the tablet? I mean, I can't think of a, you know, of a clear rationale for prescribing rosiglitazone at this point.